you know what? I'm not even really enjoying this movie. All this stress, it's crazy. I just can't relax. No, it's okay. I don't think talking about it will help, really. I mean, that's the problem. I've got all this stuff on my mind. I feel all this tension in me, and I don't really want to dwell on it, but I can't help it. There's not really anything to talk about because I can't do anything about it. I don't want to put it on you too, though. Sorry. It's nice of you to offer. I really appreciate that. I just feel like I need to get this out of my head so I can relax a bit, you know. Being stressed out doesn't actually do anything to help. It's just a useless, stupid feeling. You know what, though? Maybe I can ask you for a favor? One of my absolute favorite things. I just love getting a shoulder massage. It just makes me melt and feel so nice. It's so relaxing. Seriously. It would be so perfect right now. What do you get out of it? Well, you get me in a good mood, right? That's pretty important. Otherwise, I'll just deliberately keep complaining about things and distract you from the movie even more. Sabotage! Look, I'm not even going to give you a chance to refuse. I'm going to scoot up over to your side with my blanket so I can annoy you up close. I'll just lean against the couch with my back to you like this. And keep talking until you do what I say. Oh, come on. What's the big deal? Am I detecting reluctance? Oh, come on. Do you want me to lie back and squash you like this? This feels nice. Okay, I'll give you two choices. Either you give me a back massage, or you let me cuddle here with you on the sofa while we watch the rest of the movie. Look, I'm being reasonable, right? I'm letting you decide. No, I'm not going to get off you. It's no use trying to push me. I'm not budging. You know, I'm stubborn. I'm going to get my way, so you might as well give in now. What's wrong? Are you scared that because I'm a girl, you're not allowed to touch me? Nobody's going to see you if you're all embarrassed about it. Look, I told you I would annoy you, so I'm going to wiggle and bounce on the sofa until you do something. No, this is so stupid. Look, mister, I'm just going to grab your arms and pull them around me. No, don't pull away. Remember, I'm a delicate little innocent flower who you've got to be careful not to hurt. That's better. Well, stop feeling so awkward. Just let your arms relax. Look, wrap them around my stomach, then you don't accidentally touch my breasts, which would be so terrible, right? Then I can just lean my head back on your shoulder like this, and see, isn't this so comfy? I feel much better now. I can sit like this and feel a lot better. Like I'm safe and cozy. Somebody cares about me. Isn't this what friends are for? Oh, I think I get it now. You thought I was going to seduce you. Or you thought that just because we're friends and I'm a girl, it would be weird if we were close to each other. Don't deny it. It makes way too much sense. But it's so silly. I mean, if you were my friend and a girl, giving a massage when I'm feeling stressed out, or just sitting on the sofa together, it would be a pretty normal thing to do, right? Yeah, and then the lesbian sex inevitably comes after. But yeah, this whole thing with gender and sex is kind of messed up. There's so much social weirdness attached to that sort of thing, but it gets in the way of things that are nice, like giving someone a simple back massage to make them feel good. And the worst thing is that sex is like the most natural thing ever. But the way we think about it makes everything way more complicated than it needs to be. Like, I mean, I know we're totally platonic friends, right? We're like so fucking platonic. We don't really flirt that much or physically touch each other. Case in point, tonight, that's why you think this is weird, even though it feels very nice. And you can't deny that. But you can't deny that you had thoughts about me, right? Like, I know you're straight, so it's basically impossible that you've never even been, like, curious about me that way. Unless you're saying I'm not physically attractive to you, and that's not very nice. Oh, come on. Don't just mumble and try to change the subject. I'm gonna make you so uncomfortable if you try to avoid this conversation. See, I told you I was going to be annoying if you didn't fulfill my very simple request. And making you squirm like this is pretty fun. And if you're not going to answer me, then I'll have to tell you in excruciating detail about all the times I've had sex dreams about you. Don't worry, I have sex dreams about everyone. It doesn't mean anything. But I've woken up a few times wet and aching with the faint memory of you doing some very non-platonic things to me. And if I just press my body like into you, I'm pretty sure that I can feel something that tells me your body is agreeing with me, even if you won't. Come on, tell me. You can't seriously say you've never had any impure thoughts about me, ever. Like, have you never even thought about what my pussy tastes like? I think you like it. It's so sweet. What about the thought of me just being on my knees in front of you, eyes looking up at you innocently, and you just have this throbbing desire to let me take your cock in my mouth? And I bet it makes you feel so guilty because we're friends, but that just makes it so much better. I bet it makes you come so hard. Tell me. If you won't, fuck, I'll say it. I've touched myself while thinking of you before. It's natural. You're one of the guys I know well, and I like to think about guys fucking me. And maybe I have these fantasies where we just fuck really hard. And you use me in so many ways, but we don't have to pretend we're in love with each other. We just like fucking. like any other normal person. And it's such a hot fantasy that I've drenched my thighs with cum for you. I don't feel guilty about it because I like you. I really respect you as a friend. And when I fuck myself thinking about you, I feel warm and safe and nice. And I'm just throwing it out there. A really hard fuck can be an incredibly effective form of stress relief. Just saying. Fuck it. Just move your hands up here. Like this. So you're cupping my breasts. I don't mind if you feel them. Play with them. Fuck. Do what you want. And tell me. Whisper it if you like. Into my ear. Tell me something dirty. One of the guilty fantasies you've had about me. Oh, fuck, that's hot. God, I love that you want to please me like that. I'd spread my legs for you anytime. And I could tell you exactly what feels good. Maybe give you some tips to use on other girls. Just use me to practice all your oral skills. I'll help you turn into a fucking god of eating pussy. I'll volunteer my time. Just lie there and come for you. I'm such a good friend. fuck. Just slide your hand down there. Now, I'm so wet. Just let me loosen my PJs and... fuck. Yes. Just grab my pussy over my underwear like that. Oh, God. I bet you can feel the wetness already. Oh, I'm fucking soaking. Oh, yes. Rub me hard with your thumb. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel my clit throbbing under there. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, this is exactly the sort of massage I needed. Oh, God. I'm going to grind into you. Keep rubbing me there. Let me just back into you. Under the blanket so my ass and my pussy can taste your cock. Oh, God. I can feel it. I bet you're throbbing too. I bet I could make you come without even using my hands. I'm just teasing you towards the edge like this. My whole body wants you. I'm just aching for both of us to come so hard. I'd love it if you came for me. I really would. Oh, fuck. I can't take this. We need to fuck. I need this. I'm so fucking ready for it. It's going to feel so good. Oh, I can't back down now. I'm getting so close. Fuck. Oh, just help me pull these down. Oh, fuck, yes. My panties, too. Oh, God. Yes. Just like that. Just rip them off me. Fuck. I'm so excited. Oh, go on. I lift myself so you can pull down the shorts. Oh, come on, fuck. Slide it in, please. I'm begging you. Please. Please. I fucking need it so bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck me. Take me hard. God, yes. Oh, fuck. Right there. Right there. Oh, it's just how I want it. Oh, fucking pound into me like that. Yes. Grab my hair. Oh, that's how I like it. Oh, show me how desperate you are for me. Use my body. Yeah, it's just like that. Just like that. Fuck. Yes, please fuck me harder. Please. I can take it. You can't break me. Oh, fuck me like you really mean it. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, just like that. I need it. I want it. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, lift me up and fuck me from behind on the couch. I don't mind. I love it like this. Oh, fuck. I want you to fuck me so hard. And every time my tight fucking ass pounds against you, you push yourself even deeper. Oh, I bet it looks so good from behind. And I want you to go as deep and as hard as you can. Oh, fuck. Just use my body. Grab my hips. Take me. Oh, God. I love the way my breasts bounce against me with every thrust. Oh. I need to bite my lip to stop from screaming every time. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'll scream. Nobody's gonna hear us. Or they won't know it's us. Come with me. Fuck. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I feel so good. I can just rest my head on the arm of the couch here and recover. Oh God, I know you came too. I can feel it inside me. I knew it would be so good for both of us. I knew you'd like it. Don't worry, I'm on the pill. Just pull my panties up so I can feel your cum still inside me. God, that's so hot. Then I can just get back into cuddle position. But this time I'll leave my PJ bottoms off. And you, I want you to just use your fingers to tease my inner thighs with your fingers. Yes. They're still wet from when I came. And then you can sometimes just run your fingers across my panties, teasing my clit through them. Fuck, oh yes. Just like that. I'm still so sensitive. I can feel it throbbing. Just keep doing that and I'll just melt for you. I'm so satisfied and exhausted. I won't be able to talk anymore. See? Now you can just sit back and enjoy the movie. And all that silly tension is gone. Let me just give you a kiss on the cheek for being such a good friend. Now, I'll shut up and just lie here with you.